This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for answers about someone and you've hit a dead end? There's an online tool that can help you locate almost anyone within minutes. Confidentially search millions of public records by phone number, address, name, or email to find out more information about people in your life. Go to truthfinder.com to locate almost anyone now.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, keep in mind, all this week as we get ready for Sunday there, we draw a name from a hat before the show. It's up to you to guess whose name was picked from the hat each and every day.
As we enjoy the nice sunny weather outside.
Hell yeah. And 10 songs to chill out to. Coming up with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. We will sit and spin coming up at 4:30. But first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You got mail. You got mail.
Well, in our question about the animal encounters, gentlemen, early 80s in the hills of Klamath Falls. Ted, that's another one of your favorite hotspots, isn't
Gold Bar, Yakima, Klamath Falls.
Yeah.
Pick one.
You got to move there, man.
Pick
for one.
One
year.
No, two nights in a hotel. Where are you going?
Well, I don't think Gold Bar has a hotel.
Let's just say they do.
Weed week.
You can spend a night in the shed.
Gold Bar.
Well,
Klamath Falls.
Or just Yakima in
Yakima.
General?
Yeah.
Well, then I would take Yakima.
Agreed.
It's just what, and it's not that story.
All right, now
fault.
Klamath Falls or Gold Bar?
You know, our own Ryan Castle's a land baron there.
In Klamath Falls?
No. In Yakima.
Yakima. Dude, I swear to God, I'll look it up. I'm willing to bet Gold Bar does not have a hotel.
Not a, like, a motel. Nothing.
Have you never driven over Route 2 and seen these towns?
I don't know that I looked for Gold Bar, even when I saw it on the sign. I'm like, all right, with a name like that, I'm not expecting much, you know?
Like Skycomish. Me and my buddy were driving up, we're going to Leavenworth. We said, we're going to stop at Skycomish and get a beer on the way up.
All right.
You got the Stevens Pass Motel right
That's
there.
Exactly what you got. Yeah.
There was no bars in that town.
So, early 80s, the hills of Klamath Falls. It was the weekend before I started 8th grade. Me and my buddy were running from a dog. So, I ran around the bush.
When you live in a town, well, there's dogs attacking people at the one grocery store or Klamath Falls.
Yeah, yeah.
These are just kids. They got to spread through towns with wild dogs.
Chased by a dog. Ran around a bush. And then bam. I got sprayed by a freaking skunk.
Ah!
It is nothing like you smell on the road. 1,000 times worse. Tomato paste, tomato sauce, tomato juice did the trick. Worst thing about the whole situation, I had my brand new white Nike high tops on. They never recovered. Had to toss them. That from Raymond, the transplant from Klamath Falls.
Got chased by a dog, sprayed by a skunk.
Drew, you ever been chased by a dog?
Yes.
Was it in a good neighborhood?
No. Sorry.
That's my point. You go in the hood. Sometimes you're chased by a dog, or you go to these small little towns. There's just dogs.
This is my dog, man. His dog, you know.
On to the birthday request brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Guys, today's my older brother, Josiah's birthday.
What's his name?
Just
come on.
Josiah.
Josiah.
He is 11 years old today. So, can he get a barbershop face sandwich? Coach Ted on him ending elementary school and some dad jokes for Miles. I'll much appreciate it, guys. That from Big Brother Josh.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
All right, we got to finish elementary school out strong. Next year, getting into middle school, right? And it's going to be a little tougher, all right? I don't know why. 6th, 8th grade, I struggled. Coach did. Mm-hmm. Elementary's fun. The other thing is, I don't know if they do this anymore, but it was shocking to find out I went from 3 recesses to 2. So you got to be prepared for that, son.
Oh, you just hit him with the big news, man.
So, well, hey, listen, he's got to grow up someday.
But he also, get gym class, though? No? Maybe?
Yeah, we still got gym class, but losing that. It's going to be tough out there, son. Stay strong. Finish elementary strong.
You be good.
You
can. Oh, and by the way, get yourself a big burger tonight. Maybe a root beer. Large.
One last thing, kid.
11 years old. Okay. Do I have anything for
Tell your dad you're tired of his crap.
Okay, maybe some of these you'll get. You're 11. I don't know.
Oh.
But Josiah, you need to know that I absolutely love my stepladder.
Oh, yeah?
I never knew my real ladder. Guys, my Jesus. Roofer.
That's a great
He's 11. Yeah. Guys, my roofer called out sick today.
Oh, yeah?
He's got shingles.
And here's one, Josiah, you won't get. But anyway.
My wife and I, we were arguing. And I said, God almighty, you're starting to sound like my ex-wife. And she goes, you weren't married before me. And I said, I know.
I know.
That's strong.
Shut up.
Gentlemen, my name is Joel. I am a Desert Storm vet since my friends have no class and do not listen to your show, losers. Anyway, today's my birthday. So can I get some thrill shotgun gets, fish sandwich medley, and the dirty Germans talking about putting brats in buns or brats in buns? Thanks, guys. And rock on. That from Joel.
Brats.
A filet of fish sandwich.
Oh, you don't want a fish sandwich?
Get. Yeah, you know, I like the way that Miles reads the email better. Putting brats between buns. Be a little bratty man for me tonight.
Yeah, the funny thing was, last summer was all these brats running around. And so there was a lot of buns out.
Yeah.
But Joel's, today's my 31st trip around the sun. Been a listener for a long, long time. I remember the first episode I tuned into you guys. We're talking about prostate exams. And had me laughing. I had to pull over my car. So, can I get some turtle sex, the dirty Germans talking about cats, and a big long bong rip? I've always missed sending an email for my birthday. This year's extra special. As a couple weeks ago, I just had a baby girl.
Yay. Congrats.
Hope you guys have an amazing day. Rock on. That from Shelby.
Congrats on the sex.
Yeah, what did she want to know about from the dirty Germans?
So let's cats hear about the cats.
Yeah, talking about cats.
Yeah, come on, you make the euphemism too easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like her little whiskers. I don't want a hairless cat, you know.
Yeah, I saw one the other day. It was on stage dancing.
They do that at the Cat Cafe on 45th?
Yeah, it's wild.
Huh. Yeah, I bet it's like an evil villain.
See, the place I was at, I wasn't allowed to touch it.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
You can't touch the kittens?
You just watch it.
Oh. Yeah, it was the worst SPCA ever. You can't adopt it.
You can't take one home?
No, I tried.
It looked like Dr. Evil's cat.
What was the cat's name?
The Mercedes. Rub it down.
Is that cat dancing?
Yeah. Gentlemen, I'm sending this in because I figured my boy RJ forgot. Today's my 39th trip around the hot ball of gas. Hoping to get Coke Ted talking about my last year before my 40s, a bong rip, and a happy Chinooka. Thanks, guys. That from JC.
Happy Chinooka.
Alright, turn of 40. Things are gonna go crazy, alright? First of all, next year, once you turn 40, you gotta tell everybody hanging out with Coke Ted. Stop telling them that, alright? Everybody's gonna judge you. You're 40 now. You gotta grow up. After that, I would also recommend getting some pills. Sometimes late at night, things don't work. That's part of being 40. Well, if you do less Coke.
Guys, it's my birthday. Hoping for a quick shout out and a bong rip. Maybe a dealer's choice for Mike and Coke Ted telling me how I should spend the weekend in Vegas at WrestleMania watching big meaty men slap man meat. You guys are awesome. Enjoy the week you're having, because I definitely am. That from Earl Grey.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
All right, I'll tell you one thing, man. When I'm all coked out and I watch a lot of guys wrestle and just sweaty dudes, beef on beef, as I like to call it, I get fired up. It's only one way to cool down. Go to this terrible little place. Stage Door Casino. $6 Bud Lights. You get a bucket of six or dollar a piece. It's the only way to survive.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaz, a Dirty German, is brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, check out at 5:08. We will drink and toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new survey found that fake service dogs are hurting the credibility of actual service animals.
We've only been saying that forever.
What do you know? Just go on to Amazon and get him a vest that says, yeah, I can be here.
Hey, what about airports? Do they need paperwork?
Yes,
they do.
But, yeah. I mean, look, to me, it's just selfish.
Yes.
Like, I get it. You love your dog. You want to take him. But, like, that's not how it works.
Right, right.
It's not a service animal. And a lot of people did it. They're like, oh, I'll just get one so I can bring my dog. And it's like, right, but there is people that need this.
Yes.
Right. You know?
Right. And your dog will be fine under the plane.
Yeah.
They will be fine. Yeah. Scared. Really? You bet. They'll be scared, but they will be fine. Knock it off.
I mean, other than moving, why are you taking your dog with you?
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me. I love my dog. I'm going on vacation. You're not getting on the plane with me.
No.
I'll see your ass when I get back.
I'm about to go on vacation. Guess where my dog's staying? At home where he's happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His grandma's coming over taking care of him.
He used to take Tigger to Pet Paradise.
What's Pet Paradise?
Pet Paradise.
That's a farm.
it was a kennel. That was the name of it.
Okay. All right.
And he was always pumped to get out of there.
Thought it was a great name. Yeah. No one would know.
I will say that. We dropped him off at one for like a day, and he was pretty jacked to get out of there. I was like, I don't want to take him back there.
I don't know. Like, look, I love animals. I love dogs. But I don't know. I have no issues. Like, it's a dog. He can stay in a kennel for a few days.
He'll suck it up.
Yeah.
Send your kid to camp. You'll be fine.
Research says.
Exactly, right? Like, I don't know.
Once they get used to it, they're fine.
Yeah.
And he was always pumped to come back, but like, also, he was pumped every time I got home from school. He's a dog.
Is he pumped to leave or is he pumped to see you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not pumped to see me when I get home. He barely gets up off the damn floor.
Really?
He's sleeping on my floor in my room.
Your dog does not get pumped to see you.
Nah. His mom, when she comes home, he's
jacked. That's her dog.
Yeah, it is. Every time I come home, he can't be bothered.
You're back.
Little jackass.
The man that took my woman.
He doesn't look up, dude.
You know what? That's just disrespectful.
You're stepdad.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's essentially your stepdad.
Yeah. Amazon guy shows up and as it sets down, he's there now. What in the hell? Who's that? I walk in the house and he will not move. He is sprawled out on his side.
I can smell you from 80 feet away.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Tell me when dinner is.
Oh, I mean, the guy I don't like his back.
On the plus side, though, at least he knows it's you. He's not. He doesn't think you're a danger.
And he doesn't hate you.
He just doesn't care about me. He hates me at all. No, he doesn't.
Hey, what's your face? Welcome back home.
The heating fan. Research says as little as 8 drinks a day can contribute to your risk of dementia. Well, we're all screwed.
How many alcoholic drinks a day?
Eight a day.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. And what is it considered to be an alcoholic drink? Like
drinks with alcohol in it.
8 pints of beer, a shot of whiskey.
That's a glass of any of those.
They all count. Okay. But I mean, 8 a day is a strong pace. There's dementia is the least of my worry at that point.
You're also a drunk.
Yeah, right.
Incidentally,
I just usually don't hear stats that high. I'm like, sorry. Right. If you're drinking 8 a day, watch out for dementia. What about the liver? That'll be fine. Nah, you're good. It repairs itself. Scientists have created a pill that may spell the end of the antibiotic-resistant strain of gonorrhea.
All right.
Who's in the car right now going, thank God?
They can't say it out loud.
If you got it, you're in the ER.
The guy who's secretly sitting there with antibiotic-resistant gonorrhea.
This is like having, level three burns on your body and not going in for treatment.
Yeah,
I got this burn going on.
You know your buddy that goes to Thailand for the beaches?
Oh, yeah.
He's been waiting for this.
A couple of guys just went, all right.
I'm heading back.
What are you so excited about? Oh, nothing.
You can't go to work when you're having a gonorrhea situation.
Oh, dear. Researchers think they've found the formula for the perfect day.
Man, I saw that crap, and you're like, sure.
Right.
Assuming it says 6 hours of quality time with your family.
Correct.
Are there any guarantees that 6 hours with your family is going to be quality time? No. You're with your family, not with quality time.
You are with your family.
Correct.
Right. But how's the quality of that?
Exactly. 3 hours with friends.
2 hours with friends.
Oh, just two. F you guys.
And an hour and a half of socializing.
What am I doing
with my buddies? You're hanging with your friends, but I think you're out at like the bar or something like that, you know, chatting up with a
bunch
of
drinking eight beers a day.
You're at the game and you're sitting.
So I spent 2 hours pregame and then we spent 90 minutes at the bar socializing.
There you go.
I kind of did that Saturday.
All that wrapped around a 6 hour workday that's a 15 minute commute from home.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Why aren't we all just doing this?
I'm back in. Yeah.
All right.
Cut the day by 2 hours, and I need to be closer.
Why don't they just say retire early and rich?
Yes.
Don't have to go to work, buy a yacht, and travel the world. Getting laid by every person you want to sleep with. Or getting showered in money.
A different mouth hug from a different woman every day. Right. What a day.
Why do they make things so hard to get to?
What do you mean?
Like your job.
Well, we kind of have an interesting circumstance here in Seattle to where, like, nobody who works in Seattle can live in Seattle.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So let's put it right in the middle of where nothing is happening.
Right.
Exactly.
Where no one is doing business, but you can be here.
Right.
And pay for it.
Yay.
Right. Thank you. And by the way, someone defecated in the parking garage where you're parking. Hey, have a good day, team.
And then somebody's dog, who they lied said that was an emotional support dog, cracked in the lobby.
But he's in a wheelchair, so it's all good.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's wheelchair poop.
A new study found that fermented foods like sauerkraut can help shield your gut from inflammation.
Haven't they been telling us that for like the last 8,000 years?
Do you know when your gut is inflamed? You go like, oh my goodness, what an inflamed gut I have.
Inflamed.
How do you know if your gut's inflamed without the doctor telling you?
Sometimes swelling can happen, man.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
I call that being bloated, you know?
That's the same thing. Bloating's like a sign of it, or like, I don't know, indigestion. There's a lot of inflamed stuff. Yeah, man. You know what inflamed is, Mile. You know what it is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, my stomach's inflamed.
Yeah.
I can't get that.
Yeah. You know, like. Because we're all a little bit inflamed. Like, there's a lot of things that are, you know, trying to cut that
down. I'm inflamed right now.
I was going to say, I feel like someone's. Hey, I am inflamed by these questions.
Take a turmeric.
Okay, yeah.
Turmeric helps with very good. Inflammation.
Yes, absolutely.
Turmeric sounds like a guy named Rick with cancer.
Oh. You hear about turmeric?
Hey, turmeric. Grab me a beer.
Why'd you call him the Spice? I don't know about the Spice.
Hey, go see him now. They say next week he might not be in there anymore.
I mean, that's got to be just an old salty guy at the bar who's giving up.
Turmeric.
Tumor Rick. Jesus.
They said I had 3 years. That was 10 years ago. I'm still just waiting.
So are we.
Oh, you're Tumor Rick. There's nothing wrong with it. He just has a giant one growing on.
It's benign.
Yeah.
It's just huge.
He just looks like Quasimodo.
Yeah. It's big enough that he gave it a name.
Hey, Rick, here's a shot for you. One for your tumor.
Because that thing's huge. one finger to it.
Weed week.
One for the tumor. Okay.
What's that tumor yours like, Yagi? Get them two different shots. I got a whiskey for you. Yankees for the tumor.
And a tequila for the bump.
All of a sudden, it just opens up. Starts drinking it. He's got like a mouth the side of his neck.
He sticks a little Capri Sun straw in it.
Oh, damn. Drink up, buddy.
There you go, man. It appears that when it comes to the professional sector, quitting is contagious.
I think it depends on the circumstance.
Right. If you have a toxic work environment, if you've created a toxic work environment, as soon as one person leaves and the rest realize that they're not dead, well, out they go.
It's not
contagious.
It's like the first kid to get something, the bell rings, which I'm very proud to say. I was a kid, like, we're in class.
Me.
The bell ring, like, I am up, man. And then the other people would get up.
Exactly. I also feel like that's a little cheap to be like, oh, it's contagious. It's like, well, what are the wages? What are the benefits?
Right.
Like, I don't know if it's contagious or good people can find other jobs.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh, must be contagious.
You guys,
God forbid we gave a raise.
You're right.
Oh, they all quit at once. They're all allergic to being underpaid.
You guys all know what we're celebrating on Sunday?
Easter. Oh, yes.
Damn right.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Thought you heathens were going to say weed day.
10 or more fun facts about the Easter Bunny. Oh. If you think your kids are scared of sitting on the urine-soiled, stale, cigarette-smelling lap of a man dressed in red from head to toe, who's going to magically fly around the globe and bring you presents all on the same night? Then allow me to introduce to you a 6-foot-tall bunny who brings treats to all the good little girls and boys on Easter. Allow me to wade into religion. What does this have to do with Christianity? Well, the Easter Bunny, in a way, is derived from pagan roots and was thus incorporated into the celebration of Easter, separate from honoring the day Christ rose from the dead. Of course. Because that makes perfect sense. And you're telling me this isn't all one big computer simulation? Somebody give me a drink.
Seems a little bitter.
That makes sense.
Here's some quirky, delightful, and extra surprising facts about our floppy-eared friend, the Easter Bunny there.
Did you guys know that kangaroo.
Did you guys know that Easter baskets mimic bird nests, symbolizing spring, growth, and fertility? That's why there's eggs in it. Correct.
I mean, I think fertility, I'm like, hey, kids.
Check this out. Jelly beans weren't always sweet.
Or tasty.
Early versions were herbal.
God.
Yeah. Ooh,
way to have fun, man.
They're real close cousins to candy corn in my world.
You're not wrong,
Miles. I don't like jelly beans.
You don't like jelly beans?
God, no.
I don't like them either.
Really?
Those Starburst jelly beans.
I've heard those are kind of a different thing.
They taste like Starburst, then it's better than tasting like jelly beans.
And that's still Jelly Belly, yeah?
No, Starburst jelly beans.
I'm aware of that, but they're not like in collaboration with Jelly Belly doing that? Okay, my bad.
Deep state, bro.
Okay.
They're working together behind the scenes.
Sorry, it's not unfathomable that they would make a partnership, Ted.
I mean, I'd name check who makes them. Well, they are... they do that all the doggone time! Wait, well, companies will combine all the time to make products that are indicative of each other.
Sure.
Yeah, Ted.
That's why M got together with M.
Yeah.
Came with M&M.
And M&M.
Yeah.
Well, there was always Jelly Belly. There was always jelly beans. And then...
That was Jelly Roll.
Yeah. And then it was like 20 years ago, Starburst was like, screw it, we're going to make our own. And they're just head and shoulders above any other jelly bean.
Yeah.
I think they sell them year-round now.
Yeah. Goldfish doesn't own Old Bay, bud. Now we got Old Bay Goldfish. Touché. Victorian-era Easter cards featured bunnies sipping tea, painting eggs, and dancing. Basically, the origin of cottagecore.
Cottagecore?
It's the new kind of death metal I'm putting
out. Yeah, like what?
It's made with beef.
Who needs a toilet? Cottagecore.
Most illustrations show the Easter Bunny painting or carrying eggs left-handed.
Why does that matter?
The Easter Bunny's left-handed.
Okay.
So I'm left-handed too. You get the autograph of the Easter Bunny and he signs with his right little paw.
Call him out for being a fraud.
Damn right.
Right there in the mall.
That is a liar and you need to get your kids
you
away
are full
from
him.
It's a creeper.
There's a bunch of Easter bunnies going, come on, guys.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, man. We're trying to make kids happy.
Is there still Easter bunnies in malls?
I think so.
You know, why don't we check Alderwood Mall, right? That is a mall. It is open. It does well. There's got to be an Easter
Bunny.
No. You don't think so?
No.
I got a buck says they got an Easter Bunny.
Got a doll that says they got the Easter Bunny.
Are the weed stores going to have a big leaf out front on Sunday?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
Probably have one of those green, wacky, waving, inflatable arm flailing.
That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, dude. Alderwood Mall, man.
Boom.
Get a picture with that guy. Miles. Yeah. Probably too late, though.
Bunny hater. I'd take the dinner. Like scalloped potatoes and ham. Like the whole thing's just disappointing.
Yeah, you're kind of an Easter hater.
He is, man.
That's why I ran over bunnies with the lawnmower.
Fun facts about the Easter Bunny. This isn't actually about the Easter Bunny, but real bunnies. You guys know how fast they can walk? They can run.
I don't. 25 miles an hour.
25?
15.
I'll say just a hair over 25.
Oh, my God.
You're the closest one. Going over 10. 45 miles
Jesus,
an hour.
What?
Damn. 45 miles an hour.
That bunny's moving fast.
Yeah. Like your average rabbit can run 45 miles
real
an hour.
Bunnies, yes.
Well, try to catch one, dude.
Yeah, man.
I just want to tell my dog, like, you got no chance. Just stop.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, but your dog's not going to fathom that.
Really? He's got international colleagues. In Switzerland, it's a cuckoo. In parts of Germany, it's a fox. In France, a bell. Bunny is not working solo. He's got friends.
I haven't met the Easter fox once.
I'm the France bell.
Do you like a Cadbury egg?
No.
See, worse candy, too.
It is.
Solid chocolate rabbit. Sucks.
Hollow chocolate rabbit. Delicious.
But Cadbury makes the mini eggs, which are awesome.
Correct. And the Tootsie Roll eggs.
Ugh.
You hate Tootsie Roll.
You're just sitting down. You're proving my point on this.
Tootsie Rolls are awful. They are, man. It's supposed to be chocolate. Like, that is not chocolate that exists anyway.
You just play with your crayons over there and shut up.
Do you like Peeps?
Yes.
Come on.
Only like one.
Really?
I'm with Mike. I'll eat a peep or two. Miles, yeah. I think you're still just tragically, you just can't let go because of the Sunday school stuff.
I do.
That's why you hate Easter.
It was a long day. He had to get up early.
That was vacation.
They probably made him go to the vigil on the Saturday night before.
That was vacation Bible school. It was in the summertime. Right.
Spring breaks on and it's blowing a day.
I'm just saying, I have proof that the dessert sucks, the main course sucks, the side sucks.
You don't like hard-boiled eggs, do you?
Yes, I do. I will eat that.
Did they not let you eat them after you painted them?
We have plastic eggs with candy.
Did you get one with a name on it? Did you ever get a Miles egg?
No.
Anyone ever put a real egg in a plastic egg shell?
Did you really
blow a kid's mind?
I mean, look, we colored eggs, but they weren't in the basket. Those were in the refrigerator.
Well, yeah, then you hide them.
Well, you put them in the fridge, and then in the morning, they would end up in the basket for a little bit, the back of the fridge.
Hey, come on, Miles.
You didn't hide them?
What's the point, then? Oh, here they are in the basket. Well, just put it like a thing of potato salad in there. Call it even. With some plastic.
Where's the whimsy, Miles?
I'm just saying. The
he has no Easter whimsy.
He has zero Easter whimsy.
It's like, how there's can we Christmas make, magic and Easter whimsy.
How can we make this the worst on every possible? What's your favorite Easter?
When you sit on the lawnmower, do you just keep it on the turtle?
Okay,
we just don't like the hair.
Pecan pie, apple pie. It's Thanksgiving. Easter, what's the dessert?
What's the dessert of Easter? It's Peeps. It's candy. It's all dessert. It's candy.
So is Halloween, but it's still better. It's still better.
Look, man, I agree. But I don't mind
Carrot
the meal,
cake?
But is it? Is that a standard?
Yeah.
I guess. I'm with Mike. Like,
come
I
on.
Like Easter.
There's we no always had honey-baked ham.
We always had honey-baked ham and stuff.
Sure, but a dessert. But why don't we establish the official Easter dessert? Because nobody has anything besides fresh
meat. So you got to go someplace to get the main course.
Cake.
I'm going to honey-baked turkey to get turkey for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
you make the turkey.
You should. They make a turkey that is freaking delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, Miles.
Popeyes doesn't deep fry ham. You know what I mean?
Do people do deviled eggs?
Yes, they do.
Right, still not a dessert,
they
but
should
delicious.
Do devil's food cake.
I'm just saying Easter menu sucks.
Yes, you are, Miles. That is what you're saying.
Is there an Easter equivalent of Bah Humbug? Because he's doing it.
He is.
Easter food.
He is the Easter
Scrooge.
Running
over six bunnies with a lawnmower.
He's the doggone Easter Scrooge.
Yeah.
Oh, Easter Scrooge.
Oh, yeah.
Potato grot. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm just reading Easter. Easter.
We should make an Easter character that's a duck that just wants to shut down the bunny.
French pea soup.
I'll tell you what, man. My buddy, he's going to sous vide a ham. He's been doing it for 3 years. It is the best ham you ever had in your life.
He sous vide it for 3 years?
Every year. I know you got a sous vide at your house, girl.
Creamy spring peas with
someone says lemon chiffon truffle.
Come on.
Yeah, lemon bars.
Peas and pancetta.
90 million chocolate bunnies are produced in the U.S. each year. 76% of us eat ears first.
Yeah, what else are you going to eat? You don't eat the butt?
You're right. You don't eat the chocolate bunny?
That's second.
You mean the butt salad?
What? Spring apple and fennel salad.
Pretty positive people eat the ears or the butt first.
Oh, really? God.
Yeah, well, it's got a...
No, I understand it's kind of an easy target.
Okay.
That little junk in the bunny's trunk.
Just popping that thing out there.
Bunny does have kind of a fat ass when you're
begging you to munch on it.
Yeah. I go with the ears.
Take a bite out of this.
That's why there's Playboy bunnies.
Yeah, this is a real poor menu, man.
Would that be a good Easter gift for you, Miles, just a Playboy?
A Playboy?
Oh, yeah.
The bunny.
Sure.
There you go.
Yes.
Will that make you happy on Easter?
I mean, none of this crap.
Celebrate the resurrection of Jesus with a doggone Playboy.
Look, I'm glad he's back. He doesn't need a crappy meal. You know what I mean? Like, you got to feed this man. He's been through some stuff.
Right.
Don't give him a ham and scalloped potatoes. If you invited me over to my house and you made that for dinner, I'd be like, we could have gone out. Seriously.
Take him to the altar.
That's what Jesus says.
That way we could have all picked what we wanted.
I appreciate the dinner.
We could have gone through Chili's.
We could have gone out.
I would have been okay with that.
You guys really didn't need to go through the trouble.
You can get what you want.
I want some Southwestern egg rolls. Okay? I should have laid out some ramifications when I get back.
This is horrible.
Because this is not it.
A man in Michigan is facing some time in prison for jealousy, Miles.
Why is that?
Because he doesn't like the Easter Bunny, but I'll tell you about it at 5:50.
Thanks, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. But before we start, a text came in. I said lemon chiffon truffle. They point out it's lemon chiffon trifle. Anyone have any idea what the hell that is? I don't.
No.
I've never heard of that in my life. Yeah.
Texture has a great point, by the way.
What's that?
He comes out. He's back, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you're serving a Jewish guy ham.
Right.
I mean, it's almost like slap in the face.
Right. Hey, really, man?
Yeah.
Really?
Ham, dude.
It's honey baked.
Ham.
It's kind of the point of the New Testament, and we can eat ham.
Exactly.
Oh. All right.
Jesus taking the next step there.
Because he was starving.
Chili's, man.
Come on. This doesn't look good to you.
Today, we toast President
Easter hater.
Vice President J.D. Vance. Now, as an Ohio State University alum, Vance, well, he was the final presenter to the championship football team who were at the White House to be presented with the team's national anthem. All right, let's play it.
Yes,
that's him fumbling the trophy.
Yeah, you can't really tell what happens there, but see, after all the speeches, Trump, Buckeyes coach Ryan Day, well, Vance, he went to hoist the trophy again because he's an OSU alum. He didn't realize that the golden top was separate from the heavy black base. So you got to see the video, man.
The still photos.
We'll just
better.
Say some awkward struggling. He lost his grip on both pieces. Now, luckily, the OSU running back, he saved the top part of the trophy, but the base fell to the ground, and, Vance kind of had to grasp right because it started rolling around. It was just a bad photo. Anyway, after reassembling the trophy, Vance held it up for the photo op, but keep in mind, the players were just dying in the background.
Oh, no.
The video is hilarious. It is. I didn't realize it was two pieces either, man. So you see the running back catch it in the back. The base just goes rolling off. He's got to scramble and get this thing.
The only thing I'll say is, like, if you've ever watched the championship game, nobody raises the black part.
Nope.
It's just the stand.
Well, he picked it up by that. And
that's
saw
what
they're
I'm
trying
saying.
To help
he should
him
have
out,
known
like,
to kind of, just pick it up, dude.
Yeah. Surprise. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola. Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.